Parsha Zemor begins describing the unique kedusha that the Kohen possesses, and not at all surprising, the opening isser is lanefesh lo yitama v'amav. Kohen is not allowed to be mitame lemeis. Clearly, illustration of the Tosefes kedusha that the Kohen possesses. What is somewhat surprising is when you look at the isurim that follow. Included, for example, is the Torah tells us ufa'as sitanam lo yigalech. A person is a Kohen, he's not allowed to destroy the Peyos HaZakah. What is obviously difficult is, how is that an example of the Kedusha of the Kohen? This is an Issur D'oraisa incumbent upon every male, whether a person is a Kohen, Levi, or Yisra, why should this be included in the very beginning of Parshas Emor? When you look in the end of the Haftorah, the pasuk stresses poshub shah that a person is a Kohen, be careful. After all, nevela, trefa, lo yochlu, hakohen. You're a Kohen, of course. That refrain from eating nevela, trefa, isn't that self-evident? That's not part of the mitzvos that are dependent on the Kohen. Why is it that the Torah should include these isurim when it comes to our appreciation of the Kedusha of the Kohen? The answer simply is what is clear from the Sugin Yevamos and Daf Hei. There the Gemara discusses the principle of Esei Dofalos Esei, and the Gemara tells us, very relevant to our Perek, the Gemara and Daf Lamed, that even though yes, an Esei has the ability to override a lav, Ein Esei Dofalos Esei Ve'esei. If, for example, the Aved is an Aves HaKfaro, certainly the Kohen cannot violate his Kedushas Kehuna, enter the Beis HaKfaros to retrieve the Aveda, Ein Esse Dofalos Ase Ve'ese. That Gemara Yevamos and Daf Hei discusses the following. A person is a Mitzorah, and part of the Taras HaMitzorah is Giluach, that requires removal of the Peyos HaZakah. The Gemara says that should be an example of an essay of the Taras HaMitzorah that is doche such a lav. But the Gemara raises the following. A Kohen is a Mitzorah. He also has to engage in Giluach. And that's not just a lav. That is a lav and an essay. When a Kohen engages in Giluach, yes, of course, a lav. But when the Torah tells us Kedoshim Yehu L'Elokeihem, that is an extra essay that would apply to a Kohen who experiences Giluach. And therefore the Gemara question, shouldn't that be a source of essay? The Taras HaMitzorah, being Docha Lav, and an essay. The Gemara answers that yes, sometimes that's true, not typically. The rule of thumb is Ein Essay Docha Losa Save Essay. The Sugya Shabbos Chaf Dalet and Beitz and Daf Ches are Gemara, but Metzia Daf Lamed. But there are times if the lav in an essay is Eino Shava Bakol, then yes, you see that an essay can be Docha Alosa Seve Essay Sheino Shava Bakol like Kahuna. That's a technical discussion of the Gemara, but what emerges is incredible, that the Isser of removal of Peyos HaZakah is a shared Isser. It applies to Kohanim, to Levim, to Israelim. But when a Kohen does so, it's an Avera Chamur. It's an extra essay. Even though it's something which is shared, but nonetheless, if Yisrael violates that Avera, and a Kohen violates that Avera, it's not the same Chomer HaAvera. What does this have to do with Avodin Beis HaMikdash? What does it have to do with the Kedushas Kohen? This is not something unique to the Kohen, but this is a shared essay. Apparently, what you see is as follows, that a Kohen has a Tosefes Kedusha. But that Kedusha is evident in, but it's not limited to, only Isurei Kehuna. Of course, it expresses itself in terms of the role of the Kohen in Avoda. And of course, it expresses itself in the fact that a Kohen is not allowed to be Metami Lameis, but it's not limited to. If the bar is raised, and you have a higher level of Kedusha, that means that even when it comes to share Isurim, that's impactful. The Gemara suggests in Kedusha and Daf Zayin, Benifshitu Kedusha Bechulam, Chetzich Mekudeshesli. The Gemara says when it comes to Kedusha, Kedusha spreads, it diffuses. Kedusha is not compartmentalized, that it's only true here and it's not true there. You're a Kohen, be extra careful not to violate Nevel and Trefa. Not because it's mutter to Yisrael, but if you do so, it's an Aveira Chamura. Just as the Gemara writes in Yevamos and Dafei, when it comes to cases of Vasakanim, Lo Yigalechu, the more Kedusha that you possess, the higher the bar, the greater the Aveira. You know, when the Rambam describes in Perakei Vilchus Yisori HaTorah, cases of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, the Rambam is clear toward the end of the parak that now that there's certain individuals who represent and the bar is raised, for them, the Chil Hashem is much, much greater than the same breach, the same Aveira for the Hamonam. Because the bar is raised, the expectation is all that much greater. The Gemara describes in Beit Sandaf Tesvav, Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer felt that even when it comes to Yantif, it can be an experience of Kul Hashem. O Kul Hashem, O Kul Hashem. And if you have the option of Kul Hashem, how do you think that Rabbi Eliezer spent his Yantif? Torah Tefillah, Torah Tefillah, Doresh Kol Hayom, Doresh Kol Hayom. And the Gemara describes, and after 12 Mabez, Maseches Beitza, he would give shir hours and hours and hours, and the Talmidim would kind of just escape. You know, some left at the very beginning, right, during the announcement, to remain inside. And others stayed part, and others. And it's surprising, the Stipler points out, that Rabbi Eliezer was greatly agitated at the sixth cut, the last who left. And one would think that, you know, that at least they stayed for the bulk of. Why would Rabbi Eliezer be so critical of them? The Stipler writes, because it was from those Talmidim that Rabbi Eliezer expected the most. Because they were there, because they positioned themselves in the Beis Midrash. When they left, that was shocking to Rabbi Eliezer. Because after all, they were the ones who represented that Tosefes Kedusha, and therefore, the bar was raised. I remember at the Levaya of Moshe Feinstein's in Chassadik Levracha, Rav Alpert, one of the Talmidim of Bakim spoke, and he mentioned that one of the Psulei Kahuna that's found in Parsha Samur is a Saru. Rashi writes, a Saru, the Sugi B'choros Daf Mem, is where Eiver Echa Gadol Mechaveru. There's an imbalance that the Kohen has. One Eiver is larger than the other, one eye, one ear. You know, had they all been the same size, that wouldn't be a psul. But it's a psul because there was a sense of imbalance. The Kohen has a Tosefes Kedusha, but it has to permeate, it has to diffuse, it has to recognize itself throughout every aspect of the Chelkei HaTorah. And Rav Alpert went on to describe that, you know, that we live in times of great, great Lamdanim, many of whom have a specialty, right? Their specialty is Choshen Mishnah. Their specialty is Kodshin. Their specialty is Tumen Tara. And he said about Rav Moshe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, there was no specialty. That no, there was no imbalance. That there was free reign in Kol HaTorah Kula, because there was that mastery, that consistency. And that's part of the mindset of Avodas Hashem. If you're Zochet to be a Kohen, make sure that the Kedusha expresses itself in every mitzvah, not only in mitzvos that are unique to your Kedusha Sakoim. And this, I will tell you, is true of B'nai Yeshiva, B'nai Torah as well. You're uniquely privileged to position yourself in the Beis Medrash. Make sure that that Tosefes Kedusha does not only impact on your Talmud Torah. That, of course. But recognize it means the bar is raised. It means in all of your pursuits, in every aspect of life, that Tosefes Kedusha has to diffuse, that has to permeate. Because if the bar is raised, the greater the capacity for Kiddush Hashem and for Rachmanu Litzlan, Chil Hashem. If somehow that those who are Osek B'Torah seemingly are deficient in any aspect of the Torah Hashem, whether it's Ben Adam Makom or whether it's Ben Adam Lechaver, that perhaps is why at the very onset of Parshas Emma, the Torah stresses the uniqueness of the Kohen. Front and center are the mitzvos that are tluya b'kedushas kahuna. That certainly is true. But beyond, recognize that even commonly shared yisurim, they're different for a Kohen and for Yisrael. The Yisrael alav, a Kohen alav, and the Nesim, and the takeaway, the Musar HaSpil, to see to it that those who are Zoch, to be able to link into the Kedusha Satorah, to see to it that the mindset is one, that this is something, this is something that permeates, it diffuses, it impacts so beautifully, and every detail and every aspect of day to day. Thank you.